You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Any sunrise you're able to experience is just because of the mercies of our Lord God Almighty. Today, we are centering our prayer on benefits and enemies of trust for God's glory. The benefits and the enemies of trusting the Lord for His glory. When we trust the Lord, His glory is revealed in our lives, but there are enemies that fight our trusting in the Lord, and these we must always be aware of, and we must not allow. As Paul says, that we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. So it's very important that we look out for enemies of our fully trusting in the Lord and deal with them accordingly. Psalm 91 verse 1, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you gain His protection, you abide under His shadow. So failure to dwell in the secret place of our King means that you expose yourself or you fail to abide under His shadow, exposing yourself to enemy attack. So it's very important. Imagine or picture a cave. A cave gives you shadow. Okay, so if you're out in the sun, in the scorching heat, and you have this cave, and you should go in and then be able to cool down in the shadow that the cave gives you, and you stay out of the cave, you feel the heat. So that's just a pictorial view of this, that. Then sometimes, you know, when you, for parents who have kids or for children, I mean, I'm sure you, there's been a day where you've walked with your big brother or big sister, an elderly, someone older than you, an adult, and you are just a little boy or little girl, and sometimes the scorching sun, you stand in the shadow of that adult so that you don't feel the heat. I mean, and these things play out in our lives. If we want to abide under the shadow of the Almighty, we need to dwell in His secret place. Trust brings rest. Trust brings revelation of God's glory in which we experience rest. But things like unbelief, such as Peter experienced, which caused him to begin to sink as he walked upon the sea. Things like unbelief will fight trusting in the Lord. In your spirit, you know, oh, God has done it. He's done it before. He will do it again. But then this other voice keeps telling you that, oh, what if you fail? What if you fail? What if this? What if that? All the negatives. You begin to now doubt, unbelief. It's an attack that comes to your mind. You must stop it. Rebellion. As for me, I won't dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I'll be on my own. As for me, I won't dwell under the secret place of the Most High. I'll be on my own. and you start having problems because you are exposing yourself in the name of, oh, this one, I will do it myself. God, you know, as for this one, I haven't consulted you. You know, as for this guy, God, you haven't said it clearly. Yeah, I know you haven't said anything, but Lord, let me try. Understand. He has money. He will take care of me. Understand, Lord. Please. We must not rebel. We know from the case of Saul that disobedience, rebellion, is as unto witchcraft. There is no difference between the two. When we go against God's plan, distraction hides us from the Lord, or it fights our trusting in the Lord. Being distracted constantly, it's like we don't think it through, we don't process it clearly and ensure that this step we are taking is out of trust in God, but being distracted and now being swayed by what man wants, that must never be allowed to destroy, to fight our trusting in the Lord, and now to get to the point of destroying our trust in God. When the distrust matures, that's when you find people saying that, oh, I went to church, I didn't see any change, and I stopped. Right now, I don't want to have anything to do with Christianity or to do with God again. I've declared independence. It started from somewhere where there was enemies of trust were fighting, and they were gradually being allowed, and they got to that point. The Lord have mercy upon us. And today, as we pray, we must pray for our colleagues as well. No enemy of trust must be allowed to operate. It must not survive even a minute. In our lives, we have to kick that enemy out in Jesus' name. Now, our first prayer is, Father in heaven, remove every enemy of trust that dims your glory in my life. A very powerful prayer, and it's from Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? We know a lot of people go into fear. Sometimes we are attacked by fear ourselves, or we allow fear to enter because we opted not to trust in the Lord, because we wanted to see it, things happen before we believe, instead of believing to see the Lord manifest them. So, Lord, Father in heaven, remove every enemy of trust according to your word in Psalm 27, verse 1, that dims your glory in my life. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us, Lord. 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 Every enemy of trust that seeks to dim your light in my life, your glory in my life, that seeks to dim your glory in my life, Lord, the light of your glory in my life. Every enemy of trust that seeks to dim the light of your glory in my life, Lord, remove, be it rebellion, be it unbelief, in the name of Jesus, be it greed, be it doubt, any enemy of Lord even trusting in you, Lord, let it be removed,
Rabba bataba rabaya baba buje berebe keberebe azande de 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 be Rabba baya bada baya kabada baya de de abada de abaya de de abada de abada de abada ba Rabba baya da 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 baya kabada da da baya de 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 baya de de abada da 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 baya de de abada ba In the mighty name of Jesus.
We are moving to our next prayer topic. Our next prayer topic is, Father in heaven, silence all unbelief and make your glory flourish in my life. Silence all unbelief. You know, sometimes voices screaming in the minds of our brothers and sisters, sometimes as you have voices, everyone who sometimes experiences this, take this prayer seriously. Apply it to yourself. That's what I mean by take it seriously. We are praying generally for ourselves and for the members of the ministry. But this one, really go into introspection and then apply to yourself critically. Let every contrary voice to the voice of the Lord be silenced. Every voice that causes unbelief, doubt. Unbelief, oh, but you can add juice more. Oh, but you can add sakawas more. Oh, you sing in the church, you are on stage, but you know that's for these things. You have to pass underground. You have to consult the sea. Oh, but if your grandmother is doing something small for you in the village, it's not bad. Every voice of unbelief, doubt, that gives room for attaching other things, it must not be allowed. It starts by unbelief. It starts by this doubt. And then now mixing up things, an impure service. You know you are serving, but you've mixed it with other things. It all starts with doubt. It must never get to that point. And that's why every doubt must be removed. Every voice that attacks your mind to cause that, you see, and sometimes you don't realize it. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So when you hear any voice that is moving you into those areas, know that it is not the voice of the Lord. It is not the voice of the Lord. Another scripture, God is not the author of confusion. Any voice you hear that is moving you into a state of confusion, it is not the voice of God. That is why anytime the Lord comes onto it, you say, peace be still. Peace be still. Mary, peace be still. I'm not here to cause problems. I'm here to bring solutions. Peace be still. Even in the correction of the Lord, there is peace at the end. David, one day the prophet came to him, the prophet Nathan came to him, brought an issue. At the end of the day, it was because of the salvation of David, the Lord loved David, and the Lord chastised whom he loveth. And so, for Nathan to come, you may think it is bad news, but it was out of the Lord's mercies that he came to David, that there will be salvation, that David will be saved. That kingdom will never fail even in his hand. And God gave David an everlasting kingdom through Christ Jesus. What kind of love is this? So there's no voice that must come at you and bring a state of confusion. It is not from God. And the objective or the sole aim of that voice is to propel you into doubt and unbelief. And by that, the glory of the Lord will never be realized in your life, because the glory of God cannot be seen in the midst of doubt. Faith is necessary for God to reveal his glory. I'll give you one last bit of it. You see, when Jesus said that this man, it is for the glory of the Lord to be seen, that is why he is blind. If the man didn't have the faith yet, Jesus had the faith for him to ensure that he would pray over him. Faith comes in somewhere, and let it be you through whom the faith is coming in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The glory of the Lord will be seen wherever you are, in your business, in your company, at your church, in your choir, wherever you are. The glory of the Lord must be seen, because the spirit of faith is at work in your life, and doubt has no place in there. And so you are praying. Any voice, Lord, silence every voice of unbelief and make your glory flourish in my heart. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Let every voice of darkness be dispelled in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, it is my prayer that even as we pray this prayer, any consequences of the attack of a voice, it will never linger in your heart, but to be permanently removed by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Our last prayer today, Acts 10:14. But Peter said unto him, "Let not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." Peter was supposed to preach to the unbeliever, and he saw this vision where God was asking him to eat the unclean. What God had said was not clean according to the law. But after Christ Jesus, in the dispensation of grace, the outpouring of the Spirit, Peter was still moving according to the law, the tradition. Jesus said that because of your traditions, the word of God, it has no effect on you. We must move by the word and not by traditions. Otherwise, the day will come, the Lord will just go ahead of us and leave us behind. Then the church, we are the body. We must not be left behind by our head, Christ Jesus. So we are praying that, Father in heaven, free me from religious traditions so that my trust and worship remains pure. Free me from religious traditions so that my trust and worship, that service, remains pure. Lift up your voice and begin to pray.
It's
a good prayer to
free me from religious traditions.
Let us move according to your will. Let us move according to your move. When you go left, let us go left. When you go right, let us go right. Let us not be locked down with traditions, with church traditions, religious traditions. In the name of Jesus. To move with the Lord and not to be left behind, entangled by traditions, in the name of Jesus. free us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us be able to see your move and to walk with you in the name of Jesus. Not to be left behind, Lord, but to move with you, to move with the cloud. To move with your presence. When you move, we move. 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 When you take a step, we take a step. Lord, to follow after you in the name of Jesus, and not to be held back by traditions in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, there's nothing more joyful than to have a relationship with the Lord where you experience peace and you experience life. For Jesus, he is the life. Jesus says, I'm the resurrection and the life. Nobody can experience death with Jesus. Physical death, even when it comes, it's only physical death, but even that becomes a translation into eternal life with him, being with him. And so, do you want to live a life of uncertainty? Where if I ask you today, if you die right now, what will happen? You are uncertain. Do you want that, or you want to have a life with Christ Jesus? That even in the when you are absent from the body, you are present with the Lord. So just say this short prayer after me if you want to take this decision to be with Christ Jesus and to live a life of purpose, serving our King Jesus. Just say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I give you all the praise. I thank you for your mercies upon my life. For finding me today, oh Lord, I surrender my life completely to you. Please forgive me of my sins. And Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can live a life that is pleasing unto you. Even as I believe in you, that you are the resurrection and the life. And even as I confess you as my Lord and my King forever. Let your Holy Spirit have his way in my life and lead me to please you all the time. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. To conclude, Sambe Jiwa. To Christ in this service, please contact us via our email info@glowmusicministry.com
Or you can also call or chat with us through this number, 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Low music. Stand out with God.